This is the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Ever wish you could re-listen to your favorite interview or segment? Do you enjoy hearing older shows for the first time in years? Then the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less is just what you need. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Greetings, friends. John Solberg here, your host for the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. And I'm always happy to tell you that this show is brought to you by The Butcher Shop. Purveyors of highly sought after 100% Australian non-crossbred Waivara 9 Plus biscuits. And as always, they are handpicked just for you. The Butcher Shop has been retailing the finest meats for the past 15 years. Every week they're shipping out competition quality meats to many of the biggest teams in the competition scene across the nation. Simply put, teams who use The Butcher Shop win, and they win often. Even if you're not a competitor, you deserve the finer cuts in life. Great news, The Butcher Shop is shipping some of the finest prime, dry-aged Australian Wagyu and Japanese Wagyu steaks to people just like you and me who aspire to be the kings and queens of the backyard. The Butcher Shop always has Berkshire, Compart Duroc, Allegiance Duroc, and Prairie Fresh all-natural pork in stock. And again, always hand-picked just for you. Let's review. The best competition briskets, they got those. The best pork selection, they got that. Giving you better overall options to cook at home, check that off the list as well. So you need to give The Butcher Shop a call today, 850-458-8782. That's 850-458-8782. You mentioned the Barbecue Central Show, you're getting 10% off your entire order each and every time you call. You can also go over and check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheButcherShop. Shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. The Butcher Shop, home of the 100% Australian non-crossbred Waivara 9 Plus briskets. And today, let's take a jump back to 2009 and just check this out.
As promised, and I'm very excited about this interview, joining me, A graduate from the Culinary Institute of Americas in 1977. He's worked in 35. Whoa, I'm a little excited here, and I'm going all over the place. Let's try this one instead. There we go. He opened the East Coast Grill in 1986. He has co-authored 5 books with John Willoughby. He's also won the James Beard Cookbook Award for The Thrill of the Grill. He's also won the James Beard Award Best Chef Northeast. Quite an accomplished culinary cooking teacher as well. Been on a number of different shows. Writes for New York Times on segment pieces. I am, of course, talking about Chris Schlesinger. Chris, thanks for coming on the show tonight. How are you?
Hey, how are you this evening? Nice to be with you.
Am I saying it right? Is it Schlesinger?
Yeah, well, you know what? We, our branch of the family, for some reason, says Schlesinger, but everybody else says Schlesinger, so.
Schlesinger.
Yeah.
All right, well, I never would have got that. So the two that I was thinking of, and so, of course, 0-for-2. So, nevertheless.
Well, as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
I heard that. Chris, thanks for coming on the show tonight. I certainly appreciate it. We could certainly go probably the better part of an hour for an interview with everything you have behind you and what you have coming up, but I'd like to squeeze as much as we can in these 10 minutes or 11 minutes, and if we can certainly pick up at another point in time. But first, obviously the show, barbecue, grilling based. Give us a little background, you know, where you came from and how you kind of fell in love with the art of barbecue and grilling.
Well, I always say there, I kind of have three perspectives on grilling and barbecuing, and my first one was as a 7 or 8 year old boy, and my father was a, kind of a typical dad griller. He'd come home from work and, he said, break out the grill. And I got to do that. And he let me spray as much fluid on it as I could. And, back in the day that would put a little mushroom cloud up in the sky. And then he'd bring the steaks out with his cocktail or whatever. And then we'd, burn them on the outside and cook them raw on the inside. And then we'd go into, brag to my sister and mother that we had, yet again conquered the wilds of the backyard to deliver another perfectly grilled meal.
No doubt.
So it was always seemed like it was a little more casual, a little more fun. Everybody had a good time. The food tasted great. Then later when I studied at the Culinary Institute of America, I came to understand that, my father actually didn't invent grilling, that it was if you look at Escoffier, the 19th century French master, he's basically responsible for codifying Western cooking technique, that he defines grilling along with sautéing, poaching, roasting as a leading culinary, you know, operation. So, you know, at that point I became familiar with the techniques and kind of the classic culinary definition of grilling, and that it was, you know, a traditional cooking technique. And then later, you know, using my profession as a cook to travel around, going to different countries and kind of following my other affection of surfing, you know, traveling to a lot of different countries with low 80s temperature and overhead waves, discovering that, you know, a lot of other cultures use grilling too, and they use it, you know, as an everyday cooking technique, and then kind of get inspired by all the different spices and ingredients that they use. So,
and you're a guy that
kind
was
of my three major influences.
And you're a guy that's born and raised in Virginia, so some would argue that's technically the line of, you know, demarcation between Yankees and the Southerners, and that's where the line of barbecue starts and then moves southward. Of course, holding Florida, because that's technically not a Southern state, from what I understand.
That's right. That's true.
So. You've worked, you know, obviously a graduate of Culinary Institute of Americas. You worked, as your biography reads, in 35 different restaurants. So did you travel around quite a bit when working in the restaurants, or have you mainly stayed up in the northeast quadrant of the country there?
No, well, it sounds like I had a lot of jobs. I don't know. That might be a little inflated. 35 jobs sounds like I couldn't hold a job. But, you know, when I graduated school, I tried to travel around as much as possible. I think as a young cook, you know, everybody tries to get as much experience as possible. So, you know, beyond traveling around the United States for different jobs, I was fortunate enough to work out in Hawaii, spend a period of time down in Barbados, where, you know, I kind of became very fond of chilies, the Scotch bonnet particularly. And, you know, always was very inspired about traveling to other countries and other cultures and seeing kind of the intersection of people and food and, you know, drink and things like that. So that's particularly exciting and always very influential in my cooking and my, you know, love of food.
So you have the pedigree behind you and you've worked, you know, now in a number of restaurants. I mean, was it always a dream of yours to open, you know, one or any number of grills that you were kind of overseeing? You know, in 86, you opened the East Coast Grill, which is probably not the most famous restaurant that you're known to, but it's one that I can kind of find you most easily as far as tied to an internet source. You open that up and you've opened, you know, a few other ones. You've expanded the East Coast Grill. Is that something you were really looking to do as you were kind of honing your skills and getting your experience to open up your own place and go from there?
Find out what Chris had to say over at thebbqcentralshow.com. Link in today's show notes is going to take you to the complete episode. I think Chris is probably Hall of Fame worthy. Guest Hall of Fame worthy for sure. A lot of great information. Go check that out. If you need to get a hold of me, you can get me at John, J-O-N, John, at thebbqcentralshow.com. Always love to hear from you. Also find me on Instagram at JS00. Always happy to have you along there as well. And until next time on the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less, I'm your host, John Solberg. I look forward to talking to you again soon.